The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you. Thank you for joining me on this Monday afternoon. It is difficult to be upbeat at all today when you look at what's going on in Afghanistan, when you understand what's happening in Haiti. First, the earthquake in Haiti, the death toll continues to rise. The last I saw about an hour ago, they are estimating at least 1,500 people dead, nearly 6,000 people injured in the massive earthquake that hit over the weekend. It is almost certain that the death toll will rise significantly. Now, that would be a tragedy anywhere on the planet. But Haiti has suffered so very, very much. And I'm not saying this in a cold manner, but much of the suffering has been brought on by the corruption in the government, mismanagement of funds, government, and so forth. And I mean, Haiti has been in a crisis for years and years and years. Billions of dollars have been raised in aid for Haiti, and we know that much of that money has been squandered by corruption in the government, outside the government, and Americans and people around the world are kind of weary of donating to efforts in Haiti, which is sad, because the people are suffering. And in addition to the earthquake, it looks like a major tropical storm, which could develop into a hurricane, may hit that area very soon as well, just compounding the destruction, the misery, the harm, and even the death. Pray for the people of Haiti. There are many fine Christian churches in Haiti, Christian missionaries, American and others around the world, and pray that God will give them a wonderful opportunity to share Christ with people who are experiencing such misery. And then Afghanistan. On Friday, things looked really, really, really bad. I mentioned several times that we are watching a presidential administration collapsed in front of us. I mean, hey, Afghanistan has collapsed. It is far, far, far from over. There are thousands of people that need to be evacuated. The Taliban has now circled the airport. There is active fire, gunfire at the airport. American troops are trying their best to secure the airport. And there is the military side of the airport. Then there is the civilian side of the airport. We have seen incredibly disturbing videos of people on the runway. There was one, a video of a U.S. military plane. I think it was a C-130. I'm not sure. It was one of our large military U.S. Air Force transport planes. Hundreds of people on the airport on the tarmac around the airplane, and it's trying to take off. And there are people clinging to the aircraft, in front of the aircraft. And what's the pilot going to do? He takes off. And there were people that were so desperate, they were clinging to the outside of the airplane. And they fell to their death as the airplane took off. Can you imagine that kind of desperation? You know you can't survive on the outside of a plane when it takes off, and yet they were, it's all they knew to do. And I hope, because you're not going to hear about this on the evening news, there are hundreds of thousands of Christians in Afghanistan. There are hundreds, possibly thousands, of American missionaries in Afghanistan. My Facebook feed has been filled today with people reciting that they know this family, they know that family, who are missionaries in Afghanistan, and now they are trapped. They are hiding because in many cities, the Taliban is going door to door looking for people who helped the American government and looking for Christians. And when they are found, they are slaughtered. This is happening right now as we speak. Taliban are going door to door looking for Christians, not just Americans, but Christians. The Taliban believes that these are infidels that need to be destroyed, need to be killed. And that's something you will not hear about on the evening news, the plight of Christians in Afghanistan. Thousands of Bible-believing churches have been flourishing in Afghanistan now for many years. Now, we can debate all day long, was it proper to go into Afghanistan 20 years ago? I think it was. This is where the terrorists were being harbored. This was where Al-Qaeda had bases. I think it was absolutely right to go into Afghanistan for our own security. And what we were told at the time, I don't remember who coined the phrase, whether it was George W. Bush or someone else, we either fight the war there or we fight it here. I agree. And with our presence in Afghanistan, women had more freedom, more liberty than any time in recent history in Afghanistan. There was freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, because there was even a small American presence. That's all gone. And literally all hell is breaking out in Afghanistan. The airport has been closed. I don't know whether military flights are taking off. There are still many, many American personnel that have not been evacuated yet. And folks, listen. I don't want to pile on, but this is one of the worst foreign policy disasters in American history, and almost all of it falls firmly at the feet of the Biden administration, and not just his administration, but President Biden himself. We are now finding with absolute certainty that most of his top military advisors told him, don't do it. Do not withdraw, at least don't withdraw quickly. And he defied most of his top-level military advisors. He defied them stubbornly, made almost a unilateral decision. And now we are seeing the consequences of that. Speaking of President Biden, he will be speaking to the nation soon. I'm not sure what he's going to say. I can almost promise you he will take no responsibility whatsoever. If he tries to blame it on Donald Trump, it's going to backfire immensely. We'll keep an eye on that, let you know. All right, Bob Burney Live will continue.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
We are awaiting comments from the President of the United States on the Afghan situation. There are conflicting reports coming out of Afghanistan right now that the U.S. military is unable to secure the airport. Now, what makes this worse? We had 7 air bases in Afghanistan. Bagram Air Force Base was a huge base with military operations, the ability to fly in and out, and to secure it. The Biden administration has closed all of those bases. So we don't have any of those airfields available. At least this is what I understand. We don't have any of those airfields available. The only thing that's available is the international airport, which is completely surrounded by the Taliban, and U.S. troops are trying, as we speak, to secure the airport. And there's no assurance that they're going to be able to do that, which means if they cannot secure that airport, we will not even be able to fly in and out with our military planes and evacuate the rest of the U.S. military personnel that need to be taken out. An absolute failure in planning for contingencies. It is going to go down, and it's getting worse. It's going to go down as one of the worst foreign policy debacles, not just for America, but for any country in history. It is that bad. We're waiting for remarks from President Biden. He was supposed to begin speaking at 3:45. He is late. All right, we'll keep an eye on that. And we've got some other things to discuss with Afghanistan. And listen. This is very, very important. The most important thing right now is not the failure of Joe Biden. He has failed miserably. Whatever else he does throughout the rest of his presidency, this is going to be a stain on his presidency. Whatever happens for the rest of his term, this will be a huge part of his legacy. Because even the mainstream media has turned on Biden. Yesterday morning, I was listening to a little bit of ABC News. ABC, mainstream media, the ones who have just been absolutely in love with Joe Biden, they were brutal. And I mean brutal in this policy decision by the Biden White House. Anyway, we'll keep an eye on that. And there's a whole lot more. Oh, what I started to say, pardon me, I got sidetracked. The most important thing is not the failure of the Biden administration. The most important thing is the plight of the people of Afghanistan. It is a foregone conclusion. Tens of thousands of people are going to die. This is a foregone conclusion. Tens of thousands of people are going to die. Christians are going to be dragged from their homes and killed. Sadly, churches that have been flourishing in Afghanistan, in a predominantly Muslim country, but Christian churches have been flourishing, all of them are going to be shut down and will be forced underground. All of them. Women will have no rights whatsoever. Children are going to be sold into sexual slavery, particularly little girls. That is far more important than pointing a finger at Joe Biden. Pray for the people of Afghanistan. Pray for the Christians in Afghanistan, our brothers and sisters in Christ. Pray for the American and other missionaries from other countries. There are a lot of missionaries from Great Britain in Afghanistan. They are going to be hunted. Folks, listen, I don't deal in hyperbole or exaggeration. This is reality. This is the way the Taliban is. So pray for them. Quickly, before we go to the top of the hour break, hopefully by the time we come out from the top of the hour break, Joe Biden will be speaking. We'll be able to comment on that. But strange thing is unfolding in Plain City. A Catholic family who are proudly and unashamedly anti-vaxxers may be facing time in jail because they refuse to wear a mask in the public library and they place some anti-vax stickers, a couple of them around someplace on the library grounds after being ordered to leave the library grounds without wearing a mask and so forth. We'll keep an eye on this. Again, a couple in Plain City may go to jail because they refused to wear a mask in the public library and they put some anti-vax advertisements on public property. It's bizarre. We'll keep an eye on it.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.